down from Derbyshire to be with us today, so it's just fantastic that they've been willing to do that. Father God, I just pray for Terry now. Just pray that we would hear from you this morning. We just thank you that there are amazing testimony and stories about what Christians Against Poverty are doing right across our land. And Father, we pray we'd be encouraged this morning, but I pray that we'd be challenged to be a bigger part of this work of your Holy Spirit in our land, that we might see our nation changed and that we might be nation changers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I was hoping you weren't going to move that.
I can take my stuff off. And you can have that one as well.
Greedy. I am greedy. Oh, let's move this up here. I always wanted to be in the removal business, but it never quite worked out. I've had two shocks this morning already, so I'm surprised I've actually made it onto the stage. First one was getting here. Nobody told me there was a one-way system. And there's this voice going, turn right, turn left. Please make a U-turn as soon as possible. Shut up. But I eventually got there. And then I was sitting there in the peace and quiet. And then Andrew, bless his cotton socks, says, Terry will now lead us in worship. Me? I can't sing. I know we serve a God of miracles, but I can assure you, you do not want me to lead your worship. So thank you, the other Terry. I've been involved with CAP now for just over 9 years. I started off as a CAP money coach. That's someone who teaches basic monetary advice skills to everybody. You don't have to be in debt. It's a course for everybody. So it's the role I still perform today. I then went on to run the Daventry Debt Centre for 2.5 years, a job that Jeremy is currently running here in Barnstaple. And I'm sure he does a far better job than I ever did. For the past 5 years, I've had the privilege of being on the CAP National Speaker Team. My wife, Linda, who's also with us this morning, she gave up. And she said, well, if I can't beat him, I join him. And she came on to the CAP team 4.5 years ago. And she's also a CAP money coach. I was really excited about coming here this morning because I know that you are a people who share our passion to reach out to the poor, to the needy, to reach out to the community and to see the saved lost. Because on your website, who's looked at your website? Oh, that's pathetic. Come on, there's some guy or girl, slaves away doing this beautiful website for you to get up to date with information. Use it. So this might come as a bit of a shock to you then. Your website says we should serve Crystal Palace Football Club because they're the greatest. No, it doesn't say that. They are the greatest. And I'm pleased to say they beat Burnley 1-0 yesterday. But never mind. It says, we are a community committed to making Jesus known and serving the poor. We long to see people's lives transformed by the Holy Spirit. Amen? So thank you for inviting me to speak on your CAP Sunday and also to see the launch of your release groups. This morning, we are going to focus on mental health issues. Did you know that one in four of us will suffer from a mental illness at some point in our lives? I'm assuming there's about 200 people here, so that's 50 of us. We're going to uncover how poverty, debt, an addiction, creates a storm of mental health issues. But we'll also be celebrating of what CAP is doing. How CAP is calm in the storm. I will also be giving you an opportunity, which every one of you will be taking up, aren't you? Yes? To get personally involved, whether it's with the debt centre, release groups, or giving financially to work of CAP nationally. But let's start where I believe we should always start, and that's in the Word of God. And I'm going to read from Mark 4, verses 35 to 40. Mark 4, 35 to 40. Very well-known passage. As the evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind them, though other boats followed. But soon there was a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was asleep at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up shouting, "Teacher, don't you care we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silent, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. And then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and the waves obey him." The disciples were in deep trouble. Many of them were experienced fishermen, but they were in the middle of a rough storm, open water, and they had enormous, great big waves crashing into the boat, and the boat was taking on water. You can hear the panic in their voices, can't you? When they find Jesus asleep on a cushion. "Don't you care we're going to drown?" This is a vivid picture of panic, anxiety, fear, helplessness that comes from being trapped in a storm of debt and poverty, where relentless wave after wave of bills and demands that you just cannot pay come crashing through your letterbox. You're frightened of every phone call, of every knock on the door. Nobody will listen to you. You've tried everything. You've gone without food for several days, but still the debt rises. Trapped in a storm of addiction. Even though you know it's wrecking your life. Even though you know it's destroying the relationships you treasure so much. But you seem powerless. You're out of control. You're trapped in the current, being swept along. Living with constant regret. You feel alone. You feel out of your depth. You keep it hidden because you think you're the only one. Nobody else is doing it. It's just me. Your shame keeps you silent. There's no escape from the anxieties and the worries of your mind. Occasionally you come up for air, but you get dragged down again and again, deeper and deeper. We all know, well, hopefully we all know, that debt, poverty's most visible signs is physical. But you know the most damaging one is on people's emotional and mental health. Later we'll see a story about Carly, who suffered through mental health issues because of her debt. That's why 75% of our clients, 75% seek medical help before they get in contact with CAP. On account of anxiety, depression, or stress. 38% of them have actually thought about committing suicide. And what's worse, 11%. That works out at 1,409 people last year actually attempting suicide. I remember sitting in my office in Daventry and I got a phone call from Bradford. And they asked me to go see some new clients that had just phoned in. I said, yeah, sure, what's the hurry? And he said, well, one of the clients, Steve, was released from hospital this morning after a failed attempt to suicide. I went along, not quite sure what to expect. Steve and Kathy lived in a very nice house. They had two nice cars on the drive. And for 3 hours, they told me their story. That's quite a long time for a first meeting. Apparently, 2 years previously, their son had been involved in a traffic accident, quite serious. He was the innocent party. He was a passenger. But he left him in a serious state, and he was taken to intensive care. From there, he was moved to a specialist hospital. The doctor said, prepare for the worst news. So Kathy immediately resigned from her job, reducing the income, so she could spend more time with her son in hospital. Steve took the occasional day off, unpaid, to be with his son. It was a roughly a 90-mile round trip. So expenses were getting higher and higher. Income was lower and lower. Steve thought, Kathy's got enough to worry about. I won't tell her about how we're financing this with the reduced income and the expenditure going up. And he kept on putting it on his credit card. Finally, a decision was made that their son could come home, but he'd suffer severe brain damage and needed constant care. So they had to adapt the house. Again, it was put on the credit card. Until it came to that point that Steve couldn't take any more. And he decided to take his life. Lucky Kathy found him, unconscious on the kitchen floor at 2 o'clock in the morning. At the end of the meeting, I said to them, we can find a solution to this. We can work this out. Steve just turned and smiled. He said, Terry, that's the first time I've smiled. Not in weeks, not in months, but in years. Steve was in leadership of a local church. But it still got to him. He could see no way out because he kept it quiet. A year later, they became debt-free. It's when we feel at our lowest ebb, in a moment of desperation, when we're out of options, when we look around in panic, we feel like God is asleep, and we cry out, don't you care? We're going to drown. Just as the disciples called upon Jesus, there are thousands of people crying out for help. Every 6 minutes, someone in the eye of a storm is calling CAPS helpline. Every 6 minutes. They're ringing CAP, but they're calling out to God. They're calling out to God's people to help them. Who's God's people? That's you. That's me. Are we going to answer that call? Or are we going to let the phone just ring? So that people like Steve have no way out. It's in that moment that they need us, Jesus' representatives, to step into the boat with them, to speak to the wind and the waves, and to calm the storm of debt and addiction and say, be still. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, it calls us to be his ambassadors, to speak for him. Proverbs 31:8-9, he calls us to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves and to defend the poor and the needy. God wants to use us today, his people, his church, to be channels of peace and to calm those storms and the waves of anxiety, stress, and depression. Here in Barnstable, you're already calm in the storm of debt through your debt center and all the work that Jeremy does with his team of befrienders. They visit clients in their home. They give support and love whilst they are award-winning debt counseling service. Yes, it's an award-winning debt counseling service. It's recognized as being one of the best in the United Kingdom. And it's run by Christians. It's run by the church. Jeremy takes away all the demand letters and the chaos, and our head office team sorts it all out. They create a budget, give people a hope, a life worth living for. A capped budget means that rents and bills are paid on time. A capped budget means that people can feed themselves. A capped budget means that electricity is paid so they can heat the home. Our clients often have a drawer of doom. I expect Jeremy's come across it. I remember one of my clients called Phil. He didn't have a drawer of doom. He had a floor of doom. Whenever the post arrived, Phil would break into a cold sweat and physically start shaking. This guy had a master's degree. He was an intelligent guy. And whenever the post arrived, Phil would go out shaking in that cold sweat and gently kick the post into his living room, into the corner. His expression changed completely when I simply said to Phil, Phil, don't worry about that. I'll take care of that post. I always carry black plastic bags with me when I go visit clients. I'm sure Jeremy does as well. I feel too. When I came, I felt like a bit like Father Christmas, to be honest, apart from the beard and the big tummy and the red coat. I took it back to my office. It took me nearly 3 days to work through the post. A lot of it was junk, ended up in the bin, but one letter caught my attention. It was addressed to Phil. Attached to the letter was a check made out to Phil for £185.12. It was a council tax rebate because part of his debt problem was, one, he was made unemployed and then his wife had left him. So he had single occupancy in the house and this was the council tax rebate. Unfortunately, Phil didn't have the emotional strength to open that letter. It had laid in that carpet in his living room for nearly 2 years. It could have made so much difference if someone had walked alongside him a little bit earlier. We speak up for clients. We negotiate with creditors. We get unfair interest and charges stopped or reduced. We offer to make affordable repayments to the creditors. Paid by the clients, not by us. The clients pay back their debts. We calm the storm. We silence the constant phone calls. One of my clients used to get a phone call from a particular debt company. Not once a day, not twice a day. 8 times a day, every day of the week. And they just asked the same question. When are you going to pay me? We stopped that within a week. And you know, our debt counseling service really works. We recently done a survey of those that have become debt-free. And we found that 93% of them are still debt-free years later. 82% of them still use a capped budget to control their finances. That's why Martin Lewis, who's heard of Martin Lewis? He's on TV, he's on radio, he's got his own website, saving expert. Thank you, Jeremy. He's not a Christian, but he says cap are unsurpassed when it comes to debt help. In a few weeks' time, you will be calm in the storm through your CAP release group. And it's exciting to think that your church is going to be at the forefront of this pioneering ministry. Smoking, gambling, pornography, internet addiction. A few of the things that grip people's lives. Yes, these are complicated, complex issues. But CAP's familiar with tackling complicated issues in a friendly and professional way. The need to empower the church to support people with dependencies is greater than ever. Do you know Britain has the biggest drug problem in Europe? Do you know that 1 in 4 internet searches in the UK in the last 12 months was related to pornography? When was the last election? Who can tell me? General election. Was it? Sorry? Last May. Less than a year ago. Since that last election, this was on the news last week. I expect some of you saw it. There have been 24,000 searches for pornographic websites from the Houses of Parliament. In less than a year. The UK's got a big problem. Jane and her team of volunteers will be sitting down with people who are currently in a storm of addiction. They'll be welcoming people who have identified life-controlling habits. And they will equip them with the tools that they need to stop. They will be welcoming to a loving community, a community that doesn't judge, doesn't label, but a community that loves. People will be provided with a safe and confidential space to bring their problems into the open. And that's the first step of overcoming an addiction, of admitting that you've got one. As Jane has already said, it's an 8-week course. And it's based on the 12 steps program, which helps members identify triggers and set in place meaningful targets to give them freedom. Last year, 130 CAP release group members gained complete freedom of addiction. As I said, this is a fairly new ministry to CAP. Every year, do you know how many people CAP helps? It's 21,500 people to calm the storm of poverty. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." We're calming the storm of worries and anxieties, of poverty, debt, addiction, so that people can have space in their mind for God. So they can find God. All our ministries are evangelical in nature. We give people an opportunity to meet God. I used to pray with every one of my clients, just like Jeremy does, I expect. I don't force them to pray. In fact, two people, while I was the debt center manager, said, "No, thank you, Terry. We don't believe in that stuff." I said, "That's fine." They got exactly the same service. Of those two, one of them gave their life to Christ 6 months later. This really does work. Last year, over 1,000 people gave their lives to Christ through the work of CAP in partnership with local churches just like this. But it only works when ordinary people just like you volunteer. When ordinary people just like you are prepared to walk alongside clients and ride the storms of life together. Yes, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be heartaches. I can tell you quite a few heartaches. But that wouldn't stop Jesus, and it shouldn't stop us. Carly is a mum with four gorgeous kids. Suffered mental health issues because of the debt situation. And just before we see Carly's story, can I just pray with you very quickly? Father, I just pray that you will open our hearts and our minds to see with fresh eyes what it's like for people suffering with mental health issues as a result of debt and poverty. Just pour your spirit upon us now, Father. Amen. Can we play the DVD, please? I'm running out of time, for which I apologize to Andrew and the leadership team. But can I quickly offer you a free book? Nevertheless, it's written by John Kirkby, our founder. It tells the CAP story through his eyes. It's raw, but it's real. To get a free book, all you have to do is fill one of these forms out the back, section one, got it upside down, name and address. And the current UK law says you have to tick section three, my consent, so we can talk to you. Sorry about that, but that's the law. So if you want a free book, form, book. No form, no book. If you're rich, you can go on Amazon and pay £6.99 and buy it. But today you can have it for nothing. If you've read that, don't panic, because I've got some copies of Journeys of Hope. There are thousands of people like Carly crying out. As I said, every 6 minutes someone's ringing us. It costs us as a charity £5 to answer that call. It's only made possible because of 28,000 other Christians. Forget about the notice, it's out of date. That says 26. We're expanding. It's 28,000 other Christians have joined together to give a monthly donation to CAP. We call them life changers. I'm a life changer. I'm sure Jeremy's a life changer. I'm sure Jane's a life changer. Will you give £5 a month to work a CAP? If you can, same form, section two. Just tick. You may be able to give £15 a month to answer free calls. Or you may want to join John Kirkby's special club called Vision Sponsors. And this is just for one or two people here. It's for those who could possibly give £50 a month. John set up this club, and he will contact you directly with personal emails, personal insights, so you can pray for him and his team of directors. If you're already a life changer, thank you. You know what you're doing, the difference you're making to people like Carly's lives. But if you can consider increasing your donation, again, the same form. Even if you don't know the amount, you don't have your bank account details on you, please just tick away and we will contact you in the coming few days to sort the rest of it out. We're on a mission to have 1,000 centres in the UK by 2021. I was amazed when I learned what area you covered here. It's miles, because we don't have any debt centres near you. They're desperate in Cornwall and Devon to open more centres. We can only do it if we have finance, people like you supporting us. So will you step in the boat today? Will you help people like Steve, like Carly? On behalf of what you're going to do today. Can I just thank you? Please do come and chat to Linda, myself, and the CAP team here. Learn more about the ministries. Get more involved. So once again, thank you for listening to me, putting up with me. And please, our next home game, away game, is against Arsenal on Saturday. Please play for us. God bless you.